Welcome to the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, where we bring you a weekly dose of powerlifting news, tips, and training advice with a touch of 80s rock ballads. This podcast is presented by Team Roar Powerlifting, your source of the most comprehensive coaching and meet day preparation. Here are your hosts, Josh Rohr and Laura Sturm.
Welcome to episode 168. How are you, Josh Rohr?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much. Anatomy of a Chicken. That's a funny shirt.
You like my shirt?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I almost put on the shirt that you made for us, and then I thought, well, that would be weird to take like conference calls at work with that shirt on. So I didn't. So
probably a good business move there not to do. So instead you're taking business calls with Anatomy of a Chicken shirt.
It's a little bit better.
way more professional. Good work.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. So we had two lifters compete this weekend. Cindy Yeager competed at the Wisconsin State meet. She went 9 for 9 and qualified for nationals. That was her main objective there.
Awesome.
Yeah, we didn't, no PRs or anything, but just kind of did what we had to do to get qualified for nationals. And then Jacob Blevins lifted at collegiates. Unfortunately, the week before the meet, he tweaked something in his pec, and it just wasn't quite recovered. So he ended up benching the bar. So that kind of, you know, that hurts your total a little bit when you can only bench the bar.
Yeah.
But he got quite a bunch of people applauding him when he did it, and he kind of did a fist pump to the crowd and everything. So he had fun with it. But I guess he did the bar. So I mentioned that, I guess that, so when the rule book changed in January, they did make a change that the lowest increment you can take now is 20 kilos. It used to be 25, the bar plus the collars. So now you can actually take 20 if you want. But the next increment up then would be 25, because you can't put a 1 1/4 on each side without a collar. So
right.
You can go from 20 to 25, but that was just this little side note there. So he took 20.
Looked
good. It looked good. He got 3 whites. Looked solid. Yeah, it was good. It was a good lift. But speaking of collegiates, we said there was 1244 on the roster. 1223 is what ended up competing. So it was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. So I was just going to run down through the team standings real quick for anybody that didn't catch those. And I guess I also mentioned there's a website. I don't know if it's official. I mean, it's on the official website, but I don't know if it's supposed to be advertised yet or not, because I've never seen anybody really publishing it. But scoring.usapowerlifting.com has links to team scoring for like the past couple of years for different events. So that's a good resource to check if you want to see what the team scores were from different events. But anyway, and the women's raw, third place was Texas A&M. Second was UTSA, and first was Midland. The men's raw team, Texas A&M was third, Midland was second, and UTSA was first. And the female equipped, Blue Mountain Christian University was third, UTSA was second, and Midland was first. And in the male equipped, Texas A&M was third, Blue Mountain Christian University was second, and Midland was first. So I think in years past, Midland has won all 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's impressive to see the same teams basically repeating.
Yeah, there's some really good lifting. So the best lifters of the meet, listen to some of these dot scores. In the female equipped, Criselda Fucundo, I think is how you say her name, from UTSA. She won the best lifter for the women's equipped with a 592.5 dots, which is huge. Janie Kovacs won the female raw best lifter with a 529.9. Janae, maybe is how you say her name, was from Texas A&M. Ray Bowring won the best equipped male with a 601 dots, super heavyweight. He squatted 455, which is 1,003.
Wow.
So 1,000-pound squat at the collegiate level from Midland is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the men's raw, Evan Ross from Roanoke College won the best lifter with the 534 dots. And I was there for the awards, and he did not show up for the best lifter, so I'm assuming he did not know he won. And I don't think they really had a team, so there wasn't really anybody from his team there either. So Evan Ross, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, you have a best lifter award from collegiates to pick up, or get shipped to you or something. So
Wow, it's impressive.
anyway, yeah, it was crazy. I was giving you a hard time about not being there. I ended up not being there except for deadlifts of the very last session and awards.
Yeah.
So I got there Sunday afternoon. Hope, Emma, and I all went down, got to just kind of see people. And it was always, how it is, like catching up with people you haven't seen in a while and
Oh
everything.
yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it
Well,
was a
and
good time.
deadlifts. I mean, if you have to catch one lift when it's all coming down to it, that's the one, right?
Yeah,
So.
and it was the last session too, so like all the team implications were still like very much contested, so it was pretty fun
Nice.
watching all that. You know how the teams get.
Super competitive and super loud.
Super loud. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Such a fun meet.
Yeah.
And do they do the jumbotrons and such for them?
Yeah, they had the
Nice.
it was very much kind of Arnold feel. They had the the video walls behind each platform, and then they had like the USA Powerlifting spotlight like going back and forth on the walls on the side. Like all the lights were out except for the spotlights that are up on the rigging and stuff. So
Oh, nice.
it was a great environment. Like we had to put headphones on Emma because it was so loud. I mean, we didn't
Yeah.
have to, but like,
But you had to.
yeah, it was a lot of fun. I love that meet, and it was. I don't think it disappointed. Like there was a lot of hype coming in with just how many lifters there were, and like some of the battles, like it was crazy. Like there were people, I mean, you know how it is with changes and everything too, but like there were people like making changes to jump from like 12th to 5th. People making changes to jump from obviously from like 3rd to 1st, and some making, some missing, and it was crazy. Like it was a roller coaster. Like, and I only watched one session of deadlifts. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's see. I had a question come in about retaining pro status. The lifter's pro status is expiring this year, and they wanted to know why. Basically, the way you retain pro status is by earning it again. So the same way that you earned pro status is how you renew it. So for example, in the Open Raw Full Power, you can get top three in the Arnold Raw Challenge, which this year that was only for non-pros, so that would not be an option for you. But you can win Best Lifter at Regionals. So if you win Best Lifter at Regionals this year, that will then extend your pro status another 3 years, because again, pro status is good for 3 years. The Open World Cup, if you get top three by dots, your top three best lifter overall by dots, then you earn slash renew your pro card, and it's good for another 3 years. And then Raw Nationals, top three in your weight class. So those are the options. The comment was, I've been doing the pro series events, but I'm losing pro status. Why is that? Well, it's because you didn't achieve one of those things. Like you may have still lifted at Raw Nationals, but if you didn't get top three, that doesn't renew your pro card because you still got to get top three. So that's the reason. So you still have opportunities like Open World Cup, Regionals, and Raw Nationals are all still options in 2024 to renew your pro status. So there you go.
That's cool. I saw that question and I was just like, oh, it's been that long already that Pro Series has been out?
Yeah, it started in 2022. So
Wow.
2022, 2023, 2024, that's 3 years.
Well, time flies.
Yeah.
So, for our new lifter tip this week, it is you can change your opening attempt once for each lift up until 3 minutes or three lifters before your flight starts.
Correct.
I think this is interesting too, because I always think of it as faking out your competition sometimes when you put in an opening attempt that you know fully well that you're not going to do, but your competition looks at it and goes, oh, Oh, they're opening at that? Oh, crap. So that's a nice little, I don't know, card in the back. Just remember to change it
Right. But the other side of that is you can only change it once. So if you change it back and then warm-ups don't go well and you're like, oh crap, that's actually too heavy, and you're stuck with it. So, you know, knowing when to change that too is important. I didn't see any of that, but I wasn't really watching opening attempt stuff. But at a lot of big meets, you'll see people not know that they can change their opener, or they try to change it twice. And like there's one time I vividly remember this and who it was, but I'm not going to say their name. They had a fake opener in, or maybe they didn't have a fake opener in, but they changed it like after, you know, during warmups to like a really high number, and people started like freaking out, and then they tried to change it back and they couldn't because you only get one change, and they ended up bombing because they turned in a fake with a change instead of at weigh-ins. So that was
Oh,
just a stupid, well, a stupid move, but lack of knowing the rules there. So
yeah,
that's why I want to make a point that you can only change it once for each lift.
right. And it's probably more commonly used for, you know, when you have a legit opener that you're intending to make, and then you start warming up and you're like, ah, oh, I don't know about that.
Right.
I'd feel
Yeah.
better if I just go down a little bit. That's probably more common use than just faking people out, but,
Yeah, and it depends on where you're competing too, because like you might think you're faking out everybody, but a lot of times people aren't even paying attention. So it depends on the level meet. Like you're playing games with yourself at that point sometimes.
But I remember this being done to me at a meet, and I was just like, oh my gosh, that she's opening at that? There's no way. Maybe I should just, you know, like go home. This is, oh well, I've lost already. Like, because I didn't realize that people did that, because I was just like, well, that's just, you're just screwing with someone's head. Like, why would you do that? But it's part of the game.
We know we don't do that. So if anybody is wondering, like we never do that. So if we have a number turned in for openers, that's our actual attempt. I'm being sarcastic, but you're like, what are you talking
I'm
about?
thinking, I think he's being sarcastic, but I'm not entirely sure. He's making people think that we don't change it so that he can do this more effectively. Basically, you just don't know what Josh is going to do because he's kind of, he's unpredictable, like a ninja.
Something like that.
Sure.
Something random. What's going on?
We're planting a lot of wildflowers.
Nice. For the bees.
So. For the bees, and just because I think they're super pretty, and I'd much rather grow flowers than zucchini. Because I had a big garden last year and the year before, and then I realized I don't actually like zucchini or squash or peppers. And there's only some tomatoes I like. The only thing I really like is cucumbers. And then, like, sometimes my garden gets overgrown, and I look find a zucchini, and it's like a foot and a half long. I'm like, oops. So I'm like, hey, if I'm gonna garden, I'm gonna have some mammoth sunflowers, and I'm going to do like the ones that just look like an explosion of color everywhere and going out. And we have a tractor with a tiller, so
Nice.
easy.
Easy.
Yeah. So what's random with you, Josh?
Actually similar. We haven't gardened or done anything in a couple years, but that's partially why I didn't go to collegiates until the end, is we were basically cleaning out all the fresh dirt from the chicken coop and moving it over to the garden that we haven't used in a couple years and getting it ready to go.
Fresh chicken dirt.
Yeah, it's the
So
best.
it's, yes. So it's got all the nutrients in it from
Yep.
chicken poop. It's awesome.
Yep, exactly.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And I think this week in Georgia is supposed to get to like an 87 degree high, I think later in this week. So you're gonna have to start watering.
Well, Hope
Yeah.
already has, so Hope's, you know how Hope is. She has it all set up like with rain barrels with lines that run into like the clay pots that she glued on top of each other upside down.
Right.
And they're down in the ground. So she just like turns a valve and it fills up each section of the garden, the
Nice.
pots. And you just do that like every couple of days, just go flip the switch. And then
Nice.
she's got a transfer pump to pump from the other big rain barrels at the side of the house up to this rain barrel that's on top of the hill for the garden. So It's a
Nice.
whole elaborate system
Hey.
that she set up, and then we had Emma and quit using.
Yeah, well, life gets in the way sometimes. All right. Well, we'll just have to check back in for garden updates. It's
Yeah.
pretty thrilling for our listeners.
How big are your zucchini?
Minuscule because I don't have any.
Exactly.
I like zucchini bread, but then I'd have to like cook it. Like I, yeah, too much work. But cut flowers are amazing.
Well, have fun with your flowers. I prefer stuff that I can eat. But then again, I'm not really doing any of the gardening either. I was just in charge of moving all the dirt. And we have the chicken coop like on one corner of our property, and then like the garden is clear on the direct opposite uphill on the other
Oh.
side. So I had to carry all the dirt in 5 gallon buckets all the way across
Nice.
the yard.
Yeah.
I should have counted them, how many buckets it actually was, but it was, I probably made 30 or 40 trips carrying two buckets at a time. So it was a lot.
Well, it's a workout. It's like a old-fashioned farmer's can't carry, right? And you grew up on a dairy farm, so just back to your roots.
I don't want to go back to my roots. That's the whole point. All
Well. Tough.
right. Well, good talk.
Absolutely. Good seeing
All
you,
right.
Joshua.
You too. See you next week, maybe. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. See you next week. And thanks to both of our listeners for listening.
Yep. We should get their names sometime.
You should.
Oh, I thought of one more thing. I was gonna say Cam listens. Cameron Barlow usually listens. He's the collegiate committee chair. This reminded me of it. There was an award given to Gino at this meet for, basically this was Gino's 10th year of announcing collegiates. So they did
Oh, wow.
like, I don't know what it's called, but one of those, like a fraternity paddle type thing. I don't know what it's called. It was engraved with like 666 and Gino's name and, bars loaded and different things like that, and it had like a quote on the
Right.
back. Mike Haffenbrack actually made it. It looked really nice. And then
That's super cool.
there was like a couple minute long tribute video done of him. Basically they loaded up lifting cast to Gino's name to 302.5, and then said bars loaded, like the video played, and then it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
So
awesome. And I know if Mike Kaffenbach made it, it was epic because, man, he makes some
yeah.
nice
Yeah,
stuff.
he does. He's it's like
Legit.
one of those hidden talents he's got. It's not even hidden.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those
Yeah.
like sewing's also one of his like major talents, because he modifies all the gear himself. So like when you need to tighten straps and everything, like he, I don't know how he learned how to do it, but he's like really good at it.
Wow. That's someone good to have in your corner for sure.
For sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll talk to you next week, Joshua.
All right, sounds good. Later.
All right. Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, please remember to subscribe and share it with your friends.